congressional report on CIA tactics.
Interrogation techniques were perhaps even more intense than we were led to believe.
Another night of protest. Federal autopsy on Michael Brown.
It indicates that there was a struggle for the gun.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. American embassies and military units are on alert as a Senate committee is set to release details of its report on CIA interrogation after the 9/11 attacks. It's the first public accounting of techniques critics have called torture at secret sites overseas, and there is concern there could be violent backlash. CBS's Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Intelligence Committee, chaired by Dianne Feinstein, has spent 6 years reviewing millions of CIA documents. The resulting report is 6,000 pages. A 500-page declassified summary will be released this morning. It is expected to say that techniques like sleep deprivation, enclosure in small spaces, and, in a few cases, waterboarding, yielded no significant breakthroughs and were more brutal than the CIA initially led Congress to believe.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The Obama administration is not saying it's apologetic or ashamed of what was done in the fight against terrorists after 9/11, but confirms that today's report may trigger anger in some countries. So security's been stepped up at U.S. embassies and military bases.
The administration has taken the necessary precautions because of the potential that exists.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest adding that the president wants this report out to show that American values do not include the use of torture.
The wife of a South African man killed during a failed U.S. rescue raid in Yemen is speaking out. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Her two children by her side, her voice breaking with emotion. Yolanda Corky said she forgives those responsible for her husband's death. It's what he would have wanted. Pierre Corky and American Luke Summers were killed by a militant during Saturday's rescue attempt, just hours before Corky was to be released. Yolanda Corky was held with her husband for 8 months before being freed. She says she's glad she got to say goodbye, is sad the children didn't. Steve?
More protests last night in cities coast to coast over police killings.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Some showed up outside New York's Barclays Center, where inside British royals William and Kate were watching an NBA game, and Cleveland star LeBron James and some other players wore I Can't Breathe t-shirts during pregame warm-ups, a nod to the chokehold death in New York. In Boulder, Colorado,
for 4.5 minutes, everyone is going to lay down.
About 100 protesters staged a die-in blocking a federal highway, and for a third night, there was action on the streets of Berkeley, California.
More than 1,000 marchers walked through Berkeley, and a large group actually made it on to Interstate 80. They managed to shut down the freeway twice. Organizers said early on they wanted to cause disruptions, but without violence.
This is a nonviolent protest.
Some protesters also managed to block an Amtrak train by staging a sit-in on the railroad tracks. Chris Filippi, CBS News, Berkeley, California.
A newly released federal autopsy in the Michael Brown case reaches conclusions that are similar to local and private reports. Brown was the unarmed teen shot and killed in Ferguson, Missouri by a white cop. CBS's Pat Milton.
There was residue found on the right hand of Michael Brown, which would be gunpowder, showing that there was a close-range wound. And that is significant because it indicates that there was a struggle for the gun.
Officer Darren Wilson insists that struggle led to the chain of events that resulted in Brown being shot to death. Mazda says it will expand its airbag recalls nationwide. Defective Takata inflators have been linked to at least 5 deaths. A powerful nor'easter is snarling travel for millions of people in the Northeast. More than 200 flights have been canceled. Coastal areas are getting heavy rain. Much of New York State and northern New England is in for snow. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
There are wind advisories and high wind warnings in effect all the way from coastal sections of New York on up through New England. And that's for winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour. Could see gusts of 55 miles per hour in some locales.
The rain California got last week didn't put a dent in the crippling drought. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us with more on a new federal report that says man-made global warming is not to blame for the state's woes.
Researchers say the cause of the drought?
In these last three winters, California essentially lost 1 year of precipitation. That was the driver of the drought, not any temperature change.
Professor Richard Seeger found that a high-pressure ridge off the west coast blocked winter storms that bring vital rain, and that ridge was due to naturally occurring patterns in the ocean and atmosphere. In fact, simulators show human-induced climate change would slightly increase the state's winter rains.
The White House has acknowledged many people will face higher premiums under Obamacare next year, and a new report says workers keep shelling out for their traditional plans, too.
Premiums and deductibles have done nothing but go up.
Over the last decade, premiums have risen about 73% in employer-based health plans.
Sarah Collins, Commonwealth Fund, says that's leveling off now.
The slowdown in health care costs is helpful, but because it's still rising faster than people's incomes, people are still feeling pinched.
She says when health care costs are out of line with wages, people forego necessary treatment. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
President Obama had a tongue-in-cheek challenge to Republicans about Obamacare on TV last night.
Once they touch it, they own it. Then if anything goes wrong, suddenly everybody will be complaining about Mitch McConnell care.
Appearing on the Colbert Report, Mr. Obama played many issues for laughs, but about his action on immigration, he insisted what he's done is within the law. On 1960s television, young Ken Weatherwax was part of a family that was creepy and kooky. The actor who played Pugsley on The Addams Family died of an apparent heart attack at his California home last weekend. Weatherwax was 59 years old. The chairman of Korean Airlines has accepted the resignation of his daughter, a top airline executive. She was criticized for delaying a flight and ordering a flight attendant off the plane for serving her macadamia nuts in a bag instead of on a plate. The next generation of vending machines may be a lot smarter than the ones that have been around for years. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
What if you could program a vending machine to not sell cigarettes to kids or potato chips to an overweight person? It's called the X2, a vending machine with facial recognition technology. Not only can it be programmed to block sales of certain products to certain people or types of people, it can also keep track of who buys what and sell only products based on a shopper's age, medical records, dietary requirements, or purchase history. Oh, you've already had one candy bar? Well, that's your limit. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Director Ridley Scott has fired back at people who've criticized his new film, Exodus, Gods and Kings, for using white actors to portray Egyptians. Scott says, get a life. Star Christian Bale says he understands the issue, but says investors in the film felt safer with big-name actors. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.